This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I greet you with the greetings of peace. I'm your host, Fatima Ali. In the first series, Brother Idris Khamisa and Sadullah Khan dealt with moving from where you are to where you want to be. Due to the tremendous popularity of that first series and the overwhelming request for a series on human relations, we offer you this inspiring presentation on the path to positive relationships with yourself and with others. In this series, our presenters, Idris Khamisa and Sadullah Khan, will be focusing on the path to positive relationships. The topics to be discussed are 1. Getting in touch with the real you. 2. Emotional wisdom. 3. Improving human relations. 4. The friends you choose. Idris Khamisa is an international consultant in education and human development. He began his career as a teacher of English. His passion and expertise for the subject culminated in his nomination as the chairman of the English Society of South Africa. He embraced the Muslim school movement in 1987 and since then has been a head teacher of 3 schools. He has conducted numerous workshops in Australia, United States, Canada, England, Middle East, Nigeria, Lusaka, and throughout South Africa. He was one of the founding members of AM South Africa. He is an advisory member of IBER, International Board of Educational Research and Resources. He is the co-author of the IBER Manual for Muslim Schools. His expertise is in staff development and curriculum design. His creativity made him a dynamic lecturer in didactics and methodology at IPSA, International Peace University of South Africa. He also conducts in-service training for business corporations. As a parenting expert and a marriage counselor, he conducts workshops on these topics. Youth leadership is another area of his focus. He is a regular guest on national and community radio stations. Sheikh Sadullah Khan has studied law in South Africa, journalism through Britain, and religious studies in Egypt. He co-presented a weekly Wise Living television program in the USA, From the Streets of LA to the Hearts of the World. He has presented papers at numerous international conferences in Malaysia, Belgium, Nigeria, Egypt, USA, Iran, Botswana, Canada, Sierra Leone, Sri Lanka, Kuwait, Mexico, and Turkey. He is the author of Dimensions of the Quran and co-translator of classical text, Epistle for the Seekers of Guidance. Sadullah Khan has served as lecturer for the Academy of Judaic, Christian, and Islamic Studies at UCLA. Currently, he serves as Director of Empower Development International as a motivational speaker, addressing issues of personal empowerment, youth development, leadership training, art of communication, and fostering interfaith, intrafaith understanding and cooperation. We greet you with the greetings of peace. I'm your host, Fatima Ali, and in this series, our presenters, Idris Khamisa and Sadullah Khan, focus on the path to positive relationships. The theme to be discussed in this session is the friends you choose. Sheikh Sadullah, what is the importance of friendship in the arena of human social relations?
You know, Fatima, human beings are by nature social beings that interact, that are interdependent, and thus in need of friends and companions. Since early childhood, friends help us through the changes that we face or that we go through, all the different stages of life that we experience. We celebrate with them, we share with them our joys, and even the times of sorrow. Through friends, we share our ultimate fears, our sorrows, our happiness, and our goals at times. Such friends can help heal wounds, and they can also help us with the memories of the past, help us sometimes to even meet the challenges of the future. For those who are people of faith and of conscience, friends, specifically when living in a society where you may be a minority, for example, The issue of choosing friends can even be essential to preserving your ideology or your philosophy, your lifestyle. It doesn't mean you become isolated, but you choose the friends because the influence of friends is tremendous. Sometimes you are known by the friends you choose. They say birds of a feather flock together. And that's why it's very important that people may judge you by those whom you choose to associate with. Don't forget, friendship is a choice. So if one is negatively influenced by those whom we associate with, then of course the consequence could be disastrous. In fact, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the example of a good companion and a bad companion is like that of a seller of musk and the one who works with a blacksmith. The blacksmith works with fire and coal and, you know, this smoke smell. So if you are with that person all the time, the smell that comes off from you by your association could be one of fire and smoke. Whereas the association with the musk seller, chances are that you are, you know, sweet smelling. Friends are people, a relationship which we choose. But be very careful whom we choose, because there is a consequence to how we are perceived and eventually even who we become, or how we are assisted, elevated, or even devalued.
Brother Idris, could you define real friendships and also elaborate on some of the benefits of friendship?
Your emphasis on real friendship warrants a response. The response that I'm going to give is that many people have relationships and some of them think it's one that is based on true friendship. Often the other person might just be an acquaintance. But real friendship demands many things. Among the things that it demands, that through thick and thin, I'll stand by my friend. Real friendship is about contributing to the positive growth of the individual. Real friendship is also about not aiding and abetting a person to do wrong. Real friendship is also telling your friend sometimes no, because you love that person. A true friend is really often a critique, a supporter. And part of supporting another individual is to be like a guide. A friend is not so much a sage on the stage, but a guide on the side. A friend, when they say a friend in need is a friend indeed, many people have superficial relationships. Sometimes they are friendly with someone because they can get something out of that person, but they do not give something back to that individual. And friendship is about generosity of heart. It's about understanding. It's about empathy. It's about contributing to their growth. And I recall, for example, a story of a young boy who spoke to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he said to him, words to this effect, O Prophet of God, I have no idea who my father was. I was a little boy when he passed away. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, meet your father's best friend, you'll have some idea. So friends have a profound influence, as Sheikh Sadullah spoke about, birds of a feather flock together. And the benefits are many, as some of the benefits I've enunciated. Among the other benefits are the following. True friends give you meaning in your life. They help you to mediate your own life experiences. They improve your landscape. They make you understand sometimes that poignant moments in your life are moments that will help you to grow. They help you, as they say, that revealing is healing. That when you share with them your inner thoughts, they help you to understand those thoughts. And once you're able to articulate it and verbalize it, you begin to understand it better. So the idea of real friendship and the benefits that can accrue from such a relationship are too tremendous to mention. But suffice it to say, a person with a true friend is far better than one without friends.
We always say that blood is thicker than water. Sheikh Sadullah, yet, why is friendship so unique among human relations?
You see, friends are people who spontaneously choose the company of one another. Unlike blood relations, which may be, as you say, blood is thicker than water, implying that blood relations, but it's eternal. You can never be dissociated, you can separate from them, but you are linked by blood. Friends are those whom you choose the company. You choose the company of one another. Someone whom you like. And wish to do well for the other, and believing that the other party reciprocates those feelings and those good intentions. Otherwise, you don't have friendship. It's a mutual thing, by the way. It is about reciprocation. Friendship is a voluntary, informal, reciprocal, interpersonal relationship that is mutually productive and characterized by mutual positive regard and mutual positive fellow feeling. If you don't have all those qualities in place, you don't have a friendship. You have an acquaintance. Friendship is intended to facilitate social and emotional goals of both participants and may involve varying types and degrees of companionship, closeness, affection, and of course, degrees of mutual assistance. Sometimes friends are like family. Sometimes friends are more than family. Friendship is manifested through honesty, sincerity, trust, openness, loyalty, reliability, and the durability of that relationship over time. It can't be just for a day or two. Now, the important thing is, just by the way, that many people, when they have spouses, they are supposed to be first best friends as well. So many people have a marital relationship without being friendly with the one they're married to. So if you don't have openness, honesty, sincerity, trust, loyalty, reliability, and durability for a period of time, you don't have friendship. And when you have a spouse or a loved one, a love relationship with someone, it ought to incorporate this as a basic. So you can see how often other relationships go wrong as well. I come from an Islamic tradition. In Islamic literature, for example, the root meaning for the word friend indicates some of the essential qualities necessary for friendship. For example, the words for friends or friendship in Arabic is sadiq, which means truthfulness or honest. It means friend. Khalil, meaning associate or a link. Wali, protector or an overseer. Rafiq, kind and caring. In other words, though these words mean friend, in essence, their root implies truthfulness, honesty, association, connection, protection, caring, and kindness. These are fundamental. And one of the wise people have said, a friend is one of the nicest things you can have and one of the best things that you can be. So friendship is very unique among all relationships because it can sometimes surpass even blood relationship. And it can be an association, can enhance you, but can also devalue you depending on the friends you choose.
A friend once told me that family is more than just genetics, and it latches on to what Sheikh says. Brother Idris, how does one respond to a person who says that he or she has difficulty making friends?
In fact, there are many people who often complain about that. You find that with teenagers and even with some young adults. One of the things that I found that in a home where people are coming in and out of the home, where children are able to have a conversation, is the ability to converse, is the ability to sustain a conversation, ability to sustain a relationship. Because even through friendship, for example, you'll have your low moments. Sometimes you might become, sadly some of them do, somewhat suspicious. You find that young people, especially, this is my advice to them, that when you become friendly with someone, as we spoke about in the earlier CD, you do not own that person. That person is your friend. But that does not mean that person cannot be friendly to another person. Now, why people have difficulty is for many reasons. And one of the reasons is perhaps through some disappointment in their life. The other, they do not have enough confidence. They have a low self-esteem, and sometimes it is because they do not understand the value of friendship. And we are living at a time where parents, for example, have given children so many toys. Those toys are so self-absorbing, you don't need to engage with another person and play with the other person, and therefore some of them lack those skills. We need to develop in people, how do you contribute to the growth of a child? It's about the socializing process. And for example, there are people today would say, well, I don't want to go to the function. I don't know anyone. My gosh, what a silly reason. Do you not have the ability to greet someone? Do you not have the ability to ask the person where you come from? Do you not have the ability to engage a person on some current affair? And they say a stranger is a friend whom you have not met. The potential is very, very great. There's a book that is called The Luck Factor. And this writer says, luck favors those who are not afraid to speak to strangers. You might be sitting in the plane, a total stranger right next to you, and you might engage him in a conversation, and suddenly you realize that the values you espouse are the same value as he is, and something that you had a particular need, and he's there to respond to your need. There is no coincidence. So what is important is that we need to develop. It is your God-given right to have friends. A true friend is a gift from God, and you need to find, and you'll find that. You mustn't get frustrated. There's a time and place for it. There are some people who have such loveless lives. At school, they do not know many people. When they go to university, they meet some very good people. In the workplace, perhaps better people. You'll find your true friend. Now, to find a true friend, you must become the true friend.
In discussing the friends you choose, Sheikh Sadullah, the question arises, who should one choose as friends?
That's fundamental. That's very, very fundamental. As we mentioned, you know, friends can elevate you by association or they can devalue you. Researchers, in fact, in America, Johnson and Troll in 1994, did a research and they concluded that an individual's opportunity to make and maintain friends over their life course is greatly influenced by various factors such as age, gender, physical status, ability or disability levels, living environment, cultural, ideological or religious background, socio-economic status, and psychological characteristics. They've said these are the factors that determine the people's ability or inability to make friends. One point I want to add to what Idris has mentioned early on. Sometimes people isolate their children. And it may be for this reason, because you know, we are too good for our neighbors. Or we are, you know, of a different faith. So become overprotective. Give them the tools with which to deal with themselves and to deal with others who are not exactly the way they may be. But they are still human beings and they are people and they are potential people who can enhance your life and whose life you can enhance. Like the person who does not go to an event because they don't know anyone there. But do you realize that you're preventing other people from meeting you? You're preventing another person, as good as you may be, you're preventing them from meeting one good person. So when you choose friends, the question I think each of us need to ask ourselves, and you know, maybe Brother Idris can further add on to some of the points, but I think that what qualities are important, we need to ask ourselves, which qualities are most important? Do you choose a friend because of social status or popularity? Many people do that. You move in a particular circle. Sometimes people are not even rich. You know, there was a time that people move into, in South Africa, into so-called white areas because they feel it will elevate them. You know, it just makes you feel the only non-white in the white area. I mean, of course, we are beyond that state now. But I'm saying, for example, it's immense, it's inferiority complex that makes you think that you become enhanced by moving somewhere else. So did you choose people because of their social status or their popularity? What if their popularity fades? Is that true friendship? If I'm a friend with a minister today and tomorrow he's not the minister anymore, or the judge today, he's not the judge anymore, or the priest or a rabbi or imam or sheikh or someone or a professor, and he's not that tomorrow, he doesn't hold that position. Am I befriending a position and a title or the person? Because if I am, then I'm like a leech. I'm like a parasite. Many people are like that. Because any relationship, in any engagement, you either deposit something or you withdraw. Some people just withdraw from you so much at the end of it, whenever you're with them, you are completely drained and bankrupt. So I would rather answer the question by asking the questions. When you choose a friend, and we should decide this, do we choose them because of social status or popularity? Do we choose them because of the income level or their wealth? I want to mix with the wealthy. Some people are dirt poor. They'll borrow money just to or go on credit to buy a car like the neighbor so that they can also live with the Joneses, but you never become the Joneses. So income level or wealth, which can change overnight, by the way. And looks or appearance, which can be damaged overnight, looks or appearance. Sometimes you want to be with people who look beautiful, maybe because you feel you're not as beautiful. Or you assume that what you think to be beautiful, everyone assumes to be beautiful. So they go for looks or appearance. Sometimes for race or ethnicity, you know, that we feel maybe more secure. Sometimes because of faith and character, which is normally a good one. Character is always a good one, a very important component. Is it because of political affiliation? What if the political party fails? What if they switch their allegiance? Then intelligence or education. Maybe you are in the same college, you're doing the same studies, you're doing a research together, you're doing a PhD or a master's at the same institution, for example. Because of their interests and hobbies and skills, you play the same sports. Very often that's the reason we can meet at the same place. We go to the beach or we go cycling on Sundays or whatever it may be. Because of compassion and care, because you do the same things. You may help the poor, feed the needy, care for the orphans. Or is it because of loyalty and reliability, because they are loyal to you and reliable, irrespective of their background, whether they're rich or poor, your faith or not your faith, that you're able to find someone who is like family and to whom you can be like family? The questions are, who do you choose as your friend? Why? Because of wealth, appearance, because of popularity, ethnicity, character, education level, skills, because of what they are compassionately involved in, because of reliability. These are the questions that we need to focus upon in order to be able to realize really why, as Brother Idris said, why are you really befriending? What am I offering? What am I expecting? And, you know, who am I in that relationship? And where am I going with this relationship?
It reminds me of a story, just to summarize the points that Sheikh Sadullah raised about a father and his son. And the story goes something to this effect. The son was waiting for his friend to visit him. And the father realized that that friend of his is unreliable. And his son waited quite late at night and his friend did not come. So the father said to his son, "My beloved son, I want to show you what a true friend is. I'm going to visit, and I want you to come with me, an old friend of mine. And I know he loves me and I love him. Although I do not communicate every day with him as you do, let us look at him. Let us visit him." It was in the early hours of the morning. He knocked at his friend's door. His friend was so happy, got up from his sleep to see him. He said, "Oh, my brother, welcome home, welcome home. How can I help you? Is there something you want, something you need, my beloved friend?" He said, "No, nothing. I just came to show my son what a true friend is." These are important things, because as you rightly indicated, that if you have a true friend and your motivation is right in terms of reliability and loyalty, because your friends accept you for who you are, they accept you for what's and all, your weaknesses and your strengths, but they are there to support you. You go to them, and sometimes there's such a relationship that you have, by your opening words you can make out, he can make out, there's a kind of sadness, a lingering sadness. And I know this happened to me. A very, very dear friend of mine from Port Elizabeth, I'll mention his name for whatever reason, Dr. Solly Bemath, he one day, I phoned him, and I said, I greeted him, and his opening words, he greeted me. I said, "Solly, what happened?" He said, "No, my brother passed away." You know, I could sense something was wrong. And it's about that when you have a relationship that goes to that level. Because friendship is not only about getting and receiving. It's about consolidating, working at it, making sure that your friends become your priority. As someone rightly said, what's the use of life if you cannot share your joy with someone and your sadness with someone? If you cannot do that, then surely that you are living in a world of isolation, a world of gloom and depression. And I found in my own experience trying to heal people that many of them who come to me are victims. Why they are victims? Because they do not have true friends.
Yeah, I think just to add that, you know, it reminds me that, you know, true friends are those who give and forgive, not only those who get and forget what they got.
We are discussing the friends you choose, and we realize that friends and friendships in the arena of human social relations are very important. Brother Idris, what are some of the underlying reasons why some people avoid making friends?
I think this is important. Some people fail to make friends, and the underlying reasons are the following. It often stems from insecurity, a fear of being rejected. So they prefer to be alone. For example, many people prefer to be introverted and shy. In that way, they know they insulate themselves, they will not get hurt. And what happens to them is this, they prefer to be that. What has happened to them, in fact, is many of them have failed to realize how their life can be enriched by others, how they could get meaning. And the other important reason for this is something that underpins all relationships. It's about your own self-esteem, as I said earlier on. Because if you do not love yourself, then how can you love others? How can you engage others? How can you allow others to engage you? And it's important as parents, as caregivers, as teachers, we must promote friends. Because when you choose the right friends, these friends, as I said, will support you and guide you, will help you understand the turbulence of life. They'll help you in giving meaning to your life. And I'm urging you, our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters, to those of you who do not have a friend, for those of you who have a fear, please do not allow the mistakes of the past to repeat themselves. Do not allow your own insecurities to do that, because friendships are a wonderful thing. Even a king would require a good friend. There are days in his kingdom, although his subjects are at his beck and call, they are there purely because they're being paid to be loyal. What about that individual who comes to you because he cares for you, because he loves you, and he knows that you've gone through an experience? My father passed away a week ago, and really, I cannot thank God Almighty enough for the wonderful friends that have come around me, who supported me, who reminded me about my own mortality, who said to me that your father was a gift to you. You need to show gratitude to God for who your father was. And it's the friends that make you understand. And look, let's look at that individual who has no friends, who goes through these traumatic experiences. How would he interpret those events? In a very negative way. He'll be living in a life of doom and gloom. He'll feel like a victim. And you find that, therefore, true friends really enrich you. True friends are people, as I said earlier on, who support you. True friends are also there to chastise you sometimes when you have done wrong. True friends are there because they love you for who you are, not who you want to be. It's not about your profession. It's not about your wealth. It's about the qualities you possess. Now, all of us need to possess the qualities of goodness. And really, even a pauper can be a true friend to a king. Even a king can be a friend to a pauper. It's not about wealth and status. It's about you being that person. I remember when I talked to a friend, I have many friends. But if I'm going through some deep issue, I choose a friend who I know would listen to me without interrupting me. And when I finish talking to him, he'll ask me, "Idris, how can I help you?" I said, "No, your listening was enough. I feel calm. I understand. Thank you, God, for such a wonderful friend."
Sheikh Sadullah, earlier on, we spoke about who we should choose as friends. Could you explain the various reasons people choose different kinds of friends?
Yeah, of course. I was just very moved by what Brother Idris said. Of course, his father just passed away last week as we do this recording here. But for people, they choose different kinds of friends. Of course, there are different reasons why people choose friends, I mentioned early on. But also, there are different kinds of friendships. One is friendship for pleasure, which can be positive or negative. It can be used or abused. People do things together, fun times and so on and so forth. But if it's not in a moral framework, it can be very, very negative. It can be very negative. Then you find, for example, you have people who choose friendship for usefulness and utility, which can be positive but also negative. Because sometimes people have a tendency of using you or abusing you. Now, don't forget, a friend in need is a friend indeed. But you can't just be a person needing all the time. This is very, very important. Some people have no limit. Some people feel they have a right. Whenever they ask you, and for example, the next time you can't help them, they're upset. Previous time you helped me, why can't you help me now, for example. So be very careful. The kind of person you are will also determine the kind of friend you become and the kind of friend you solicit. And will people want to be your friend? I want to have a good friend, but am I a good friend to a good friend? This is very, very important. Sometimes because the way we are, we lose friends as well. So sometimes people choose friends for pleasure, which can be positive or negative, depending on what the pleasure is. They can choose friends for usefulness or for utility, which can be positive or negative because it can be abused. It can be friendship for virtue, because of character. You choose someone because association with them will involve you in particular activity. Maybe it could be prayer, it could be caring, it could be feeding, it could be helping people with literacy, whatever it may be, empowering people. So your friendship is based on a virtue, a friendship of character, in other words. Or it can be natural friendship, for example, which you sometimes don't find. Natural friendship is between father and son. Relationship between siblings, brother and brother, or brother and sister, or sisters. Sometimes you find that people are closer to the neighbor than they are to the brother or sister. And that's a problem. Because people who can't be good friends to their own family without justification cannot really be good people to those who are outside the family. So I believe that you should think, what kind of friendship is it? Is it for pleasure, for utility or usefulness, for character? If it's all three together, you have a complete package. And if it is the fourth one as well, where there are also natural association like father and son and so on, like Jesus and his mother, like Abraham and his sons, the kind of relationship, peace be upon all of them. You look at the scripture, how beautiful and how loving it was, how caring it was, despite the great odds, despite people standing against them, you trying to humiliate them and belittle them. Yet the relationship was intact. And we learn from that. That's why they are models of excellence. One of the caliphs of Islam, Imam Ali, said, befriend the righteous, flee from the transgressors and the oppressors, avoid the hypocrites, and do not associate with the deceivers. So in other words, befriend those who are good, flee from those who are oppressive, avoid those who are hypocritical, and do not associate with those who are deceptive. At the same time, remember, it's also a warning to you, because someone will use that measure against you or for you as well. Are you a good person? Are you one who is oppressive? Are you a hypocrite? Are you a deceiver? Because then they shouldn't be your friend either. So to form a healthy and long-lasting relationship, people must be productive in that relationship. And they cannot be causing harm to themselves or to others who are involved in that relationship. You know, one person once said, if destructiveness enters into a relationship, it can no longer be a friendship. Very often you find people are married to one another and they live under one roof but live separate lives. So the point here is, it's not even friendship anymore. So how can you have a relationship? And this is not only true for friendship, by the way, for any other kind of relationship, I believe. So why do you choose the friends you choose and what kind of friendship you have? It's very, very important. They are somewhat different and they, in many ways, intertwined. Make sure, even for pleasure or for utility, let it be positive things. For virtue, ideal for character. And more than that, if you can be loving and friendly with those whom you are closely associated with, all the best.
Brother Idris, what are your parting thoughts on good friends?
When Sheikh Sadullah was speaking, I was reminded of a book that I read many years ago by George Eliot. I think it was called Middlemarch, where in the opening page he said, friendship is a finest balm for the pangs of disappointed love. And our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said something so beautiful. He said, words to this effect, you must keep your relationships moist. It's a beautiful analogy. You cannot overwater it, neither you can deny it of water. You've got to keep it moist. It requires nurturing, caring, and cultivation. It's such a beautiful image. Friendships are very critical. We need to look after them. They're a gift from God. And you find when many people look at you, they say, you know what, you are blessed. You've got great friends. If you've got great friends, you're going to be happy. What about those individuals who have lots of wealth but no friends? What about those individuals who have wealth, but many people who are there parasitic and they feel insecure? They know that he is my friend only now. When I did not have the wealth, I did not see him. So friendships are very important for human growth, human development, to unleash your potential, to have meaning in your life. And to those individuals over the years whose intentions were not noble when they engaged the friends, God Almighty is merciful. You could renew your intention. Look at your friend with new eyes. Tell him you are sorry. Re-engage him. Reaffirm him. And hopefully that bond that you're going to forge will be so useful in terms of your own growth. And more importantly, look at your family, as Sheikh Sadullah mentioned. We often forget we are there in marriage. But do you look at your wife as you should look at her through eyes of a friend? a person that you talk to, a person that you can be with, and smile at her by just looking. Even your silences are eloquent. It says so much. Oh, I love you, my Shushu Babalina.
Only Idris could say that.
Sheikh Sadullah, your parting words on a best friend.
Yeah, best friends aren't born. They are made, and they are made one memory at a time. You know, it's about character. It's about consistency. It's about genuineness. It's about caring. It's about sharing. Aristotle once said, and I quote, "Complete friendship is the friendship of good people similar in virtue. For they wish good in the same way to each other insofar as they are good themselves. Such friendship lasts as long as they are good and as long as there is virtue involved in that." Many people walk into our lives, but only true friends will leave imprints. Some people walk all over your life and they leave footprints over your body. But true friends, they leave imprints upon your heart, which you can never forget. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The best friend, according to the estimation of God, is the one who is best to his or her friend." So if you want to know how good a friend you are, judge the reason why you are a friend, the kind of friends you choose, and how good you are to those who are good to you. You know, the question each one should ask after all of this, are you the kind of person, am I the kind of person that meets the standard of a good friend? If I was someone else, would I choose Sa'adullah as my best friend? If so, why? If not, why not? So, to have a good friend is a great thing, but greater than that is to be a good friend. Thank you.
On that beautiful note, we thank Brother Idris Khamisa and Sadullah Khan for an uplifting and practical presentation on the friends you choose, having explained the significance and benefit of friends, advice on who we should choose as friends, on the problems some face in building friendly relations, describing the various kinds of friends, and what it takes to have and to be a best friend. In this series, our presenters Idris Khamisa and Sadullah Khan focused on the path to positive relationships. The themes we covered were 1. Getting in touch with the real you. 2. Emotional wisdom. 3. Improving human relations. 4. The friends you choose. We hope that you have benefited from treading the path to positive relationships, and that this series and those that will follow will enhance your ability and empower you to move from where you are to where you would want to be. Thank you, and peace be unto you.